Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A Christmas Carol, The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the Christmas story for you. Part 5.
As Tiny Tim said, "God bless us, everyone." You could see the smallest piece of emotion appear on Scrooge's face. Could he finally be turning human? "Spirit," said Scrooge, "tell me if Tiny Tim will live." "I see a vacant place at this table," replied the ghost. "I see a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die." What a cheery way to start the episode, right? The Cratchit family settled down after the tension of Bob's toast to Scrooge. They drank, they ate, and they were merry.
Or were they?
They didn't have much in worldly possessions.
Or did he?
But they had each other.
Or did they?
The spirit led Scrooge away, onwards to their next stop. The night had drawn in. It was snowing. You could hear fires in kitchens, horses passing by, and people enjoying the fun and merriment of a Christmas with loved ones.
"Do you recognise this place?"
boomed the spirit. And Scrooge did. It was the place he turned down an invite to. His nephew, Fred's house. Scrooge and the spirit stood in the corner of a large gleaming room. A large Christmas tree stood by the window, while lights and decorations filled the remainder of the room. Fred laughed heartily. They'd interrupted the gathering mid-conversation.
"He said Christmas was a fucking humbug. He believed it too," cried Scrooge's nephew through laughter.
"What a twat," came one response.
"He needs to remove that stick up his ass," came another. "He's a comical old fellow," said Fred. "And that's the truth. But he'll pay for it in the next life and, well, that's on him. I have nothing to say against him."
"I'm sure he's very rich," added Fred's wife.
"At least you always tell me so." "Fucking loaded is the term, I believe, my dear. Although it's of no use to him. No, he lives in a shithole still. All to save even more money. His money benefits no one." "I have no patience with him," added Fred's wife. "All he's done this Christmas is lose out on a bloody tasty dinner."
Everyone in the room who'd just polished it off agreed. Fred continued on his point.
"The consequence of taking a dislike to us and not making merry with Christmas is, I think, that he loses some pleasant moments, which could do him no harm, and importantly for him, cost him fuck all. I will give him the same chance every year, whether he likes it or not, the silly bugger. I really do pity him."
Scrooge stood and watched, silently, taking in each and every word. The spirit knew better than to interrupt. His nephew was saying things that he knew were striking Scrooge's cold, dead heart. The party went on into the night. Scrooge watched it all. First music, then games. The spirit could see his time wearing thin, but Scrooge begged to stay for more.
"One half hour, spirit. Only one," he begged.
A game called Yes and No began, where Scrooge's nephew had to think of something and the rest had to figure out what. The questions began probing. It was an animal, a live animal, rather than a disagreeable animal. a savage animal, in fact, which growled and grunted. Sometimes it even talked. It lived in London. I'm sure you can see where this is going. Scrooge had not. It walked the streets, but wasn't a horse. A cow. A bull. An ass. Well, not donkey type. A tiger. A dog. A pig. With every guess, Fred stifled his laughter more and more. Finally, Fred's wife cried out, "I have it! It's your Uncle Scrooge! Correct!" roared Fred with laughter. "You little shit! That's cheating!" came one cry. But everyone found it too funny to care. As Scrooge, saddened by what he'd watched unfold that afternoon, turned away, he heard Fred raise a glass in his name. "A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the old man, wherever he is." "Bah, fucking humbug," thought Scrooge. But for once, he didn't mean it. The spirit took Scrooge to more homes to see more fun, more happy endings, more Christmas joy. But his hair was starting to grey. He'd gone from jolly spirit to a silver fox, passing to old man, and it was clear his time was drawing close. "A spirit's life so short?" asked Scrooge. "My life upon this globe is very brief," replied the spirit. "It ends tonight."
"Tonight?"
questioned Scrooge, shocked and feeling a sense of grief for his new friend. "Tonight at midnight, the time draws near," as the chimes conveniently chimed to signal quarter to midnight. Scrooge noticed a foot, or perhaps a claw, protruding from under the spirit's coat. "Forgive me for asking," said Scrooge, although not really caring as he quizzed about his finding. From the folding on its robe, the spirit brought two children, hideous and miserable, two of the rejected seven dwarfs. "These are man's children," said the spirit. "This boy is ignorance. This girl is want," he added. "Beware them both. I see written upon their brows, doom." Scrooge cried, "Have they no refuge or resource?" The spirit mocked Scrooge's earlier words. "Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?" Before Scrooge could retort, the bell struck midnight and the spirit vanished. Scrooge looked around for the spirit but couldn't find him. He retired to his room, got under the sheets and just lay there. He remembered the prediction of his old business partner Marley. He thought back upon the two spirits. Two down, but where is the third, thought Scrooge. He looked up, and there stood a solemn, hooded spirit. The floor filled with mist as the spirit floated towards him.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.